It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
And we got a brand new friend, a brand new guest from the community. Richard Smithson is, well, he's the owner. Yeah. I guess CEO. No, owner.
President.
President.
Founder.
Founder of Expansion Ammunition. Now, you've probably heard about this because it's been in the news.
I also sweep out the place.
Well, right. See, that's what a good president does.
Yeah.
But your family is involved in it. It's a family-oriented business. It got its start to where?
My wife and I of 34 years, and my boys and my girls own the company.
Uh-huh.
Okay. My brother-in-law is a kind of a silent partner, owns a little piece.
Right.
And we're getting him to move to Texas. He's a Californian.
Oh, well.
Okay. But a Californian with the right bent.
Yeah, so I understand.
He won't screw up our voting when he comes here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, please don't.
We've been in business 12 years.
Uh-huh.
We started in Virginia about 5-6 years ago. As I told you earlier, mm-hmm. I'm the David Crockett is our guardian angel.
Right.
And I followed his footsteps and got to Texas as quick as I could.
Yes. Very smart idea. But he's here. Now, before we talk about the job fair tomorrow, give us some, by the way, this is going, if you haven't heard, and it's the buzz is all around town, but if you hadn't heard, Expansion Ammunition is putting in a plant at one of the locations of the old Lone Star Army Ammunition Plant. If you've been around here any time at all, you know that's in Hooks, Texas. That got shut down years ago by the defense
The power.
I can't even remember the name of it now. But when they cut out bases and realigned it, realigned them, they closed Lone Star as far as the ammunition plant is concerned. That's where, in one of those buildings, right, or several of those buildings.
We purchased the old G line, and the G line had well over 1 million square feet.
Right,
a lot of it was pretty bad.
Uh-huh.
We've torn down quite a bit of that, but there was one building there that was really good, mm-hmm. had energetics potential, and that's where we began our development.
That's where they're going to go in. So that's the old building there, and it's new. It's new now.
Brand new.
Brand new.
Yep.
All right. Before we talk about the job fair and all that, tell us a little bit about your company, exactly what kind of munitions we're talking about. What are you making? What are you producing here?
First thing is we're a family faith-based group. We're based in Dallas. This will be all of our manufacturing operations. All we're going to make in Dallas is, paperwork.
Okay.
Okay. So, again, I said I work with my family.
Uh-huh.
And we manufacture from 9mm to 50 caliber. It's called a small arms ammunition manufacturer, and that can supply anywhere to a consumer, private citizen for self-defense, to law enforcement, to the gun ranges you go to, shooting sports, all the way up to our proud men and women who defend us on the firing line.
Absolutely. So you make all that?
Yes.
Okay. And that's very important. And I see that this should only keep growing, right?
There's no limit, really. I mean, the limit is the amount of money I want to invest and how much our capacity in terms of being able to produce.
Uh-huh.
We have hired a couple of the finest, we think the finest ammunition engineer in the country.
Perfect.
He's relocating from another company. And we have arsenal loaders that are under development that'll do 1,000 pieces a minute.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so when you talk about machine gun ammunition, 5.56, that's exactly what the feds and the Army needs.
Cool.
People that can do quality, military spec, but do the sucker fast, and like I said, with excellence, and here in Texas with pride.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
When is your date of estimation to begin production? When's it all going to start?
Well, we've had a few challenges with COVID.
Uh-huh.
Right.
We've had workers online. One guy infects 10 guys,
right,
and then we either have to rehire or wait. So we are no doubt a couple months behind.
Okay.
But we're fighting through that like everybody else.
Right.
I am not the kind of person to roll over and wet on myself. I have just kicked down the trash cans and said, gosh darn it, we're going to get this done.
Mm-hmm.
We've got all of our licenses in place, and so realistically, we will be in basic pre-production mode first part of March.
That's not very far from.
No, so, not at all.
It's not very far.
All right. Envision in, say, next year, 2023 or whatever, about how many people you anticipate working at the plant in a year from now?
We need 50 qualified folks per shift.
Okay.
That building we spoke of, the one we've rehabbed, the first one, is going to have 1.5 times what we need. So the first building, our energetics building, needs 150 people.
Oh, wow.
Okay. We are building, subsequently, four more buildings behind that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And those break ground in a few months, the first one. So do the math. Okay.
Right, right.
So we need 150 folks per building. Uh-huh. We're going to build five.
Uh-huh.
It's probably going to take us 2 years.
Right.
But we'll be 400 to 500 folks in the next couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be some collaborative robots that work alongside our associates, but that's only for safety.
Yeah.
Right.
So this, because we're not contract driven, we're market driven.
Mm-hmm. Oh, perfect.
So it could, and we're consumable. It's residual.
Yeah.
So it'll
sky's the limit.
This will go on for a long time.
On the pig at 1039 mypigradio.com. This would be local news time, but we've already had local news a couple times this morning, so we'll let our news sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
It's American made.
Yeah, it's quality furniture you can purchase in Bowie County, west of Texarkana. We'll let them be the sponsor of our continued talk with our guest, Richard Smithson of Expansion Ammunition. The plant is just about ready to get rolling, and they're looking for qualified people to work there, and that's great news for everybody.
Yeah.
And we've been talking a little bit about the plant, and you're right now in the process of obviously taking resumes. You want them to go online, submit the resume so that you can get it and get it into your system.
Correct.
Correct. And then you've got the big job fair, which is going on tomorrow.
Yes.
Now talk about the job fair and all the, what time is it tomorrow? What's the process?
Tomorrow at 523 Titus Road. That is our address in Hooks, where the plant is,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In the grass field in the parking lot.
Perfect.
Well, it'll be a good day.
Pretty
yeah.
Texan.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we
yeah.
like it.
Yeah.
So bring your boots.
Right.
And we will have, you know, my staff will be there, and we will have stations. If you show up with your resume, we can scan it in.
You'd prefer for them to go ahead and do it ahead of time.
Prefer
if they can't.
For them to do it in, yeah. But if they can't, right. we'll accommodate that.
Right.
And we're going to start vetting folks.
Okay.
We're going to start segmenting them. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So if you're, you just tell one of the folks with the expansion hats on or shirts, you know, what you're looking to do, and there'll be tables there. We're providing lunch.
Okay.
It's a 10 to 2 enterprise. And not only is it going to be fun, but I'm going to give a few little talks about why we're doing this,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, kind of my freedom rah-rah stuff.
Right.
Because that's really what a lot of this is.
Perfect.
Well, before you get out here, we won't want to hear a little bit of that from you.
That's fine.
So you're going to be doing that, and you have, like I said, you're going to have some food, some music. It's going to be a good time.
Yes.
Right.
And you're trying to get qualified people hired.
Right.
Now, we talked about this on the Facebook, but we haven't talked about this on the radio. There are some jobs that are very specialized that you particularly need.
There are.
Uh-huh.
We need some energetic lead stephanate chemists.
Uh-huh.
And right now, I'm going to say it out on the radio. We got a bounty on somebody like that. If you know somebody or come on, we have 1,000 rounds of 5.56 that we're giving as a gift
wow.
to somebody that can help us find those correct people.
Uh-huh.
Even if that's somebody that applies themselves. Because the type of growth that we're talking about, it starts from the chemist level down.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. So we need all you other folks,
yeah.
but those chemist guys are, you know, we're gonna put their education to proper work.
Anna, you know any chemists?
I wish I did.
Darn.
I'll call my brother.
Find out.
I'll
okay.
text him.
We need to know somebody. All right. But for people, obviously those are specialized there, but other people, you will train.
Oh, absolutely.
Jobs.
Our line workers uh-huh. will have to go through a significant safety program. We need supervisors that can communicate and manage. We need folks to do maintenance. We need folks to drive the product around.
Mm.
We need some guys to cut the Hooks, Texas Masters golf course that I'm putting in right there. I'm just kidding. But the
I was like, but, right, golf?
No, but our grounds, we're creating
okay.
a campus.
Okay.
So it's going to be really, really cool, so we don't just need a guy to bush hawk.
Uh-huh. Right.
I need those guys too, but
yeah.
we're going to be, this is going to be quite a transformation of the prairie over there.
All right. So you don't have to get into specifics, as far as, we're talking about a good salary, benefits, things like that?
Let me give you the lowdown.
Okay.
Okay. This is from the owner's mouth.
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Can't get any
closer. Very, very competitive wages.
Perfect.
Okay. It's going to be in probably 90% of the deal, they're going to make more money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the bottom line. Everybody needs a good check.
Yeah.
The second thing is we have a fantastic health, dental, vision program. It's a 70-30 deal with a low deductible that you can pick your own doctor. It's mm-hmm. Blue Cross. You can do all of that good stuff. We also have a matching HSA that can help with that deductible that the company does. Mm-hmm. So if a person wants to put $500 in there, we'll match it.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So that's kind of a cool thing. We're offering life insurance that we pay for to every employee. No questions asked. Uh-huh. $75,000 death benefit.
That's good.
Okay.
That's good.
So we have that in place. In addition, we're talking 401k, all those kinds of things that they can transfer it from another company. They can start that or whatever. And then the real kicker. Now, we're not making a profit right now, but every employee will be able to participate in our profit sharing.
Mm. Oh, perfect.
So they're getting this top wage, but what we sell sells.
Right.
So as we get our efficiencies and we get people trained and we start making money, then we're going to trickle that back down to the folks that make it happen, and they will literally be a partner with us in a little bit of those profits. So
absolutely
fantastic. That's a long-term commitment.
Yeah. It's a very long-term commitment. And the idea is to make this job so wonderful that they don't want to go anywhere else.
Right.
We're going to support their families, support their flex time with their kids. In addition to feeding them a couple times a day, we're building a big cantina on site, flex hours so they can do church and, right. Kid stuff, mm-hmm. Ball games or whatever, mm-hmm. and assistance with buying cars. And, mm-hmm. and someday, after you've been here a little while, we'll even help you buy a house.
Cool.
Wow.
First class. I can tell that already. Yeah. First class operation here. Richard said, you got Travis Tritt, I'm going to be somebody. Tell us about that song and what it means to your company.
Right.
Oh, come on,
talk
everybody.
A little bit about
just
them.
Listen to that.
Yeah.
Man. Right. It talks about sandy-haired river boy, uh-huh. guy on the edge of the stage trying to be somebody,
right.
wants to work his way to the top, and he has nothing. He is nobody other than his sweat equity and his desire to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Well, in America, especially in Texas now, with the climate, it's a God-given right.
Yep.
And people need to learn how to exercise that so they can be somebody.
Yeah, there's some reasons why you came to Texas.
Well, right. Texas is the hope of America right now,
right.
quite frankly. I moved here from some other places. I mm-hmm. don't want to disparage
right.
them.
Right.
But I made kind of fun about it, about, Davy Crockett, where I got here as quick as I could.
Uh-huh.
But the bottom line is, for our industry, we figured that Texas was free, wanted to stay free. And if things got bad, they would fight.
Yeah.
So we don't have to worry about that right now, God bless. Mm-hmm. But the rest of the world is about ready to powder keg. So the stuff that we're doing is, believe it or not, for freedom and for stability.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have our police departments honored.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We need to have our soldiers where they have enough resources that they can defend us.
Mm-hmm.
And Texas I ain't worrying about, because in every basement, every household, under every bed, people are pretty much ready to defend themselves.
Right.
Right.
But they too need the right products.
Right.
And we as a company are working very, very hard to make that an everyday reality.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when I've been at gun shows, I have grandmothers that argue with me because there's no product to shoot with their grandkids. That's not right.
Right.
Okay.
No.
That isn't what Texas was founded
on.
No.
So we're working real hard to, and that's why we need folks' help with the job fair
mm-hmm.
to make that an everyday fact.
Right. So you need the qualified people to show up. So please do that. It is The Morning Show, John, Ann, and Friends. And of course, The Morning Show is brought to you by our good friends at Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. Alan Brown and his crew are your local financial institution of choice, and they are your friends.
Okay.
And we got a new friend, Richard Smithson, the president of Expansion Ammunition. New plant's going in outside the old Lone Star Army Ammunition Plant in Hooks in Bowie County. Got a big job fair tomorrow. We're going to talk about the job fair real quickly one more time here in just a second. But we're going to get Richard and good old Anner here to play a game. And y'all play along with us out in Radio Land as
okay.
we do Yes or BS. As I have to tell Anna, Richard, don't look at the screen. That would be cheating. But I'm going to give you a statement. You decide whether it's true or whether something's BS, Barbara Streisand, as I call it.
Let's
okay?
do this. We can win.
Here we go.
All right.
We talked earlier about the fact that Betty Grable's legs were insured for, $1 million or something
right.
like that? Well, speaking of a million, Hong Kong, the city, was the first city to have a population over 1 million. Is that yes or BS? Was Hong Kong the first city in the world to have a population over 1 million?
No.
You say BS? What do you say?
No.
All right, you're right.
Yay.
Do you know what city it was?
New York.
No. Rome.
Yeah, I would have thought over
Rome, that. Italy.
That was a long time ago, I bet.
I bet it was. Yeah. After the elephant, the giraffe is the heaviest of all land animals. Is that yes or BS? Think about your animals that are on land.
Nah.
What's after the elephant?
Like a hippo would weigh more than a giraffe.
So you say BS.
I say BS.
What do you say?
BS.
You're right. It's the hippopotamus. General Robert E. Lee was first offered command of the Union Army before he accepted the position of command of the Confederacy. Is that yes or BS? This is a history question.
You'll probably know this before I will.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go with him. He knows American history.
Exactly. He was offered
perfect
that first, which is a little crazy, but that's what happened. Okay?
That happened.
Let's see here. Silent film star Charlie Chaplin once entertained a Charlie Chaplin look-alike contest, and he came in third place.
That's silly enough to be true.
I think it's true.
It is true. It
that's
is true.
Our random fact for the day.
It is kind of a random fact. Superman, the comic character, his birthday is February 29th in the comic books. Is that yes or BS? Superman's birthday is February 29th.
Of course it is.
Of course it is.
That's how original he is.
I didn't know he was born. I just thought he was always Superman.
Well, remember, he was a little child.
He had to hatch. He had to hatch at some point.
There's a baby Superman.
Yeah. There you go.
It is true. It is February 29th. And Anna, you don't announce because you heard this already. This is for Richard. In the movie E.T., way back when, E.T. turned a walkie-talkie into a communicator to help him phone home. Was it a walkie-talkie that he used to phone home?
Nope,
it wasn't. It was a speaking spell.
Right.
And finally, in the 1931 movie Frankenstein, Dr. Frankenstein had a crippled assistant named Igor. But that's, we're talking about the original 1931 movie. Is that yes or BS? This is a tough one. This is a tough one.
I don't think that's true.
I don't know the dude's name, but no.
Y'all are exactly right. I must have forgotten this. His name was Fritz.
But the movie that you like.
Later on, I like Young Frankenstein. Yeah. Igor. I thought the hump was on this side.
Yeah.
It's a great movie. Anyway.
Yes, John.
Y'all did quite well in Yes or BS.
Thank you.
We've got about a minute here to go over the fact that you're having that big old job fair tomorrow. Once again, go over the details. When, where, how, all that.
523 Titus Road, Hooks, Texas, 10 to 2. Lunch will be provided. We'll have staff there to help you vet your application, whether you've uploaded it online or not. Please do that, exp-ind.com. Get it up there. If not, bring it with you, and we'll get the process started.
Super.
Perfect.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for dropping in.
And
no problem.
Thank you for bringing the company to this area.
Exactly.
Can I
you
interject
do.
One last thing?
You've got a little time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Every Texan today, whether they hear our voices or not, they have to understand that the ground that they're standing on is sacred.
It is.
Someone else paid the ultimate price so that they could be a free Texan.
Mm-hmm.
On every box of ammunition that we produce, we put on there, it's about freedom.
It is.
And then when you elaborate that it's about Texas freedom, that resonates with folks. Mm-hmm. It's not something that we just espouse as a marketing clip. It's what we believe.
And I
it's a cornerstone.
Yeah.
I like it.
This is the kind of people, this is the kind of the company.
This is our people.
That you want in this area. And, you know, if you live in Arkansas, you can still apply.
Yeah. We're good with
you
that.
Know we're on the Twin City here.
We are.
Yeah. So yeah, if you're in Arkansas or Oklahoma, Louisiana,
you're allowed.
You can still apply.
Come on over.
But I agree with everything you just said.
Right.
I mean, that is what America and that's what Texas is all about.
Right.
And thank you so much for coming in.
You guys are great. We're excited to partner with you. Thank you.
Make sure you get out to the job fair tomorrow if you are interested in working for this company. And good luck.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.